The Hart Kluwit Museum's The Way We Worked exhibit will open to the public. It makes more sense when you look at it on paper, but I'll explain in a second. Will open to the public tomorrow at 5 o'clock. The exhibit was organized by the Hart Kluwit Museum in collaboration with the Smithsonian as part of a pilot project to develop a unique humanities-based exhibition about local work history. The museum is one of just 10 museums in the United States of America chosen through a competitive selection process. The exhibit is divided into four sections: where we work, how we work, who works, and why we work. An advisory panel consisting of more than 24 area professionals from widely different facets of the region's workplaces was assembled to provide a contemporary perspective on the ever-changing nature of work. The panel included experts from backgrounds in technology, construction, agriculture, education, and workforce development, among many, many others. Stacy Pomeroy Draper is the curator and archivist of the Hart Kluwit Museum in Troy. She joins us this morning. Stacy, it's a great pleasure to meet you and to have you on our program. Thank you very much. Well, let us talk. When I say the way we work, and then in brackets, and what do they call those?
Parentheses.
Yes. Thank you very much. Is ED. We worked.
Correct.
Exhibit. So what was the idea behind this? I assume they put out a call and you think, oh, we could be a part of this.
Well, that was part of it. We were invited to apply for the honor of being part of this model project. The way we work was really the official title, and we added the ED because we wanted to make the connection between past and present. So it's the way we work and the way we worked in the past.
Got it.
So
it allows you to look at what's happening.
Correct.
And what has happened.
Right.
Primarily in our region.
Yes. And our organization focuses on the history and life and times of people in Rensselaer County, but we go beyond our borders in this exhibit a little bit. So
you start off with an advisory panel, and I mentioned some 24 area professionals. So what are those meetings like?
Well, we had three meetings, which were wonderful, sort of, again, collaborative efforts from the local angle to try to bring people to the discussion of work from a more contemporary position. So we had people who were working in work development today, workforce development. We had people with technology backgrounds, et cetera. We had people from agriculture, all of which are areas of work in our contemporary world in Rensselaer County and elsewhere. And that is really, they were wonderful resources helping us to plan programming, which is another component of all of this for the rest of the year.
So when we say exhibit, what is being exhibited as a result of those three conversations?
Okay. Well, we have the bones of the exhibit was provided by the Smithsonian. They had graphic panels with images from collections, the Smithsonian's collections, some of the other national collections. We also had an opportunity to insert in those panels our own images from our collection, so tying it to the local area more, and adding some text, all of which had to be approved by the Smithsonian staff because they have their name on this as well. So what the end result is that we also added objects, three-dimensional objects. We have wonderful historical costumes that people wore during different kinds of work and things like that. So we've tailored it to be very local, but with a national sort of structure to it.
Did you find it easy working with the Smithsonian, or did they turn out to be the dark overlord?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
They were very, very, very nice and very cooperative and very helpful. They do a lot of programming. They do traveling exhibits. This is a small part of the traveling exhibition program at the Smithsonian called the Museum on Main Street. So they're used to dealing with smaller institutions like ours. Not the real big ones, but and there's a difference in number of staff and budgets and all of that. So, but they were great.
So tell us a little bit about the Hart Kluwit Museum, and because how long have you been with the museum?
I've been there for 42 years.
So how come you have never been on this program before?
I don't know. Others from our museum have been over the years.
It's just it surprises me. that's the case. Yeah. But your history is a very long one in, mm-hmm. in the community. Mm-hmm. So what? How does this exhibit play into and work with your overall mission as a museum?
Sure. Well, we are, our mission is to tell the history and share the history of Rensselaer County. And to do that, we have various kinds of ways to do that, with changing exhibits, with our research library that focuses on Rensselaer County history, with the Hart Clouet House, which is right. a National Register building and collections there. We've been collecting since 1927, so we're almost 100 years old, not quite. We collect all kinds of things. Anything you could think of, we probably have one of them, anyway.
So what is it? What do you look to collect? You're continuing the collection. So mm-hmm. what do you look to collect?
We're trying to tell the story, every face and every story. That's a big goal.
Yes.
But we are looking not just to tell one particular aspect of that history, which I think in the past perhaps has been something that museums of our size and focus might have done. We're trying to tell the stories of many people who were in our county particularly. And that's a challenge, because a lot of times people don't leave behind records or artifacts that
right.
we can use. But we're becoming more imaginative in how we can use things to tell stories that are not clear.
So. I'm just making this up. But let's mm-hmm. say there's an original that was the long-standing sign for Emma Willard. Mm-hmm. That would be something you would want.
Mm-hmm. Well, we happen to have a wonderful sign for the South End Tavern. And not only do we have the sign for the South End Tavern, which, as you may know, was a real local spot for working people
Absolutely.
From the South End of the city in particular, great food, but they also had a sign that said Ladies Entrance,
oh.
which was quite controversial in its day. And after it became clear that the restaurant was closing, we were able to acquire that sign again because the community came together and raised money for us to purchase both the main sign and the small one. That's a jumping off point for a whole range of stories that we can talk about.
Now, what's interesting to me is that the Smithsonian, as an organization, mm-hmm. is often referred to as the nation's attic. So right. basically, you're Rensselaer County's attic.
We are, in a way, yes. And
yeah.
we think of that fondly. So.
Yeah. And if I use this phrase a lot, but if mm-hmm. not you, who? In the sense of mm-hmm. where else would this stuff go and be preserved mm-hmm. and cared for and appreciated?
Well, and things do end up in interesting places sometimes. So people travel and take their things with them. And sometimes we get objects that have made it all the way to California or wherever, and they come back to us to tell the stories, the more local stories.
My That's understanding fun. Is this particular exhibit will run through the middle of December.
It will.
Now, so it'll be on display from now through then. Do you have programming throughout?
Yes, and that's what's going to start pretty much next week.
And it opens tomorrow during Troy Night Out.
That's correct.
Okay, right. and then what kind of programming can we look forward to over the next several months?
A whole range of things. We do our own gallery guided tours and things like that, but we're also trying to get people in behind the scenes in various kinds of workplaces. That was one of the things our panel allowed us to do, make connections. We'll be doing walking tours. We'll be doing a variety of special lectures and discussions and things like that as well.
Troy's always been called the Collar City. I assume mm-hmm. you have a lot about that, of the workers
who did that. Yeah.
One of
the challenges with working on a sort of with a national perspective that the Smithsonian has
yes.
is how do we get the depth of the story that we know from our local history into the exhibit. And so the panels and the images are a starting point. And then our programming will allow us to get into more detail on some of the really wonderful stories, like the collar and cuff factories and the working situation with the steel and iron and also the county, the agricultural story, which is still very much a present day one.
And because, yes, very much an industrial city, but mm-hmm. also an agricultural
right.
county.
Right.
It's all fascinating. The name of the new exhibit is The Way We Work. It is open tomorrow to the public, at 5 p.m. It'll run through mid-December. The Hart Kluwit Museum is in Troy, New York, and you can find out more information by going to their website. It's hartkluwit.org. They're located on 2nd Street, 57 2nd Street in Troy, New York. Stacy Pomeroy Draper, I thank you very much for being with us. So now you have to come back.
Be happy to.
Yes, now that you know, we've met and we know each other, I look forward to the next exhibit. And thank you for sharing with us. It's a great pleasure to meet you. Thank
you. My pleasure too.
Again, the Hart Kluwit Museum's The Way We Worked exhibit will open to the public tomorrow at 5 p.m. on Troy Night Out. You can find out more information by going to their website, hartkluwit.org. Hartkluwit.org. You can also find a link to that by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.